Good morning. We are live at the Kirkwood Library with Congresswoman Cherry Bustos. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming out.
Yes, and what brought you down here today?
Well, we go to rural libraries all over my congressional district, and we have a program called the Library of Congress Book Donation Program. And so what we've been doing is we get 50 books, and we bring them out, and we donate them. And that way, kids can check them out, young adults can check them out, or we have large print that we've been donating, so it's good for people who might have some kind of visual impairment as well.
And how many libraries have you been to in the area?
This is our eighth, and we have hit numerous counties. But it's a great program that we learned about, where it's especially libraries that don't have as many resources to grow their selection. That's why we've picked the rural libraries to help them out through this.
And how did you pick Kirkwood, of all places? As you can tell, it's not very big.
Well, we knew that there were some challenges with some of the resources, and so we thought this would be a perfect place to donate 50 books. And as you see from the kids here, I think there's something for about everybody.
And where do these books come from that you...
Well, the Library of Congress has a, it's called a surplus book program. So they get more books than they can physically put on their shelves or they can physically do anything with. So members of Congress are allowed to go over and pick these books and take them back home and donate them.
Oh.
In addition to being able to donate them to public libraries, we can also give them to schools or other nonprofits as well.
Oh, great. Okay. And is this something that you'll continue to do? I mean, it's not going to run out?
I don't think they're going to run out.
Okay.
There's always a new book that becomes available. But we'll continue to do this. We'll continue to look for libraries that could use them. And as long as I'm in office, we'll continue with this program. Something I shared with the wonderful librarian here at the Kirkwood Branch Library is I remember when I was a young girl, I was probably 7-ish years old, and the first membership card I ever got to anything was my library card. And I remember going to the Lincoln Library in Springfield, Illinois, where I grew up, and just literally roaming in and out of the stacks of books and just looking for one that I wanted to check out and just really kind of getting lost in my own imagination. And this is a place where, as was being shared with us earlier, they have Wi-Fi here, and there's a lot of homes here in town that don't have Wi-Fi. So kids will hang out at the library, or they'll hang out on the stoop out front and tap into the Wi-Fi. And I think, boy, what a great place to be able to hang out, surrounded by books that can let your imagination run wild. So I was very heartened by that story that she shared with us.
If there's places around the area that are in need of books, can they contact you?
Absolutely. They can call our office. Our main office is in Rock Island.
Okay.
They can call our office and let us know, and we will do our best to help them out.
Okay, great. And is there a place where people can donate their books to you, or do you only use the Library of Congress books?
Well, in our case, I would suggest if anybody has books that they want to donate, to take them to their public library, because a lot of the libraries have book sales and that sort of thing. But in our case, we go through this Library of Congress surplus book program, and that's our way of helping public libraries throughout our congressional district.
Okay. And where are you headed to next? Do you have another place you're going?
Oh, we do things that we call Supermarket Saturdays, where we just go to different supermarkets and walk the aisles and just see if anybody has anything on their mind. This week ahead, Memorial Day week ahead, we're doing a lot of different work with veterans. On Monday, I will be in Rockford. There's a memorial service for Vietnam vets who have been impacted by Agent Orange. And we're having a memorial service with families who have lost loved ones through complications through Agent Orange. So, I love being around veterans. I love to hear about issues where we can be of help. Because I guess what I'd like to do is take this opportunity to say, with Memorial Day coming up, make sure they're thanking veterans and thanking veterans' families who have given so much for our country.
Well, I appreciate it. And again, we are live at the Kirkwood Library today with Congresswoman Cherry Bustos as she was donating 50 books to the Kirkwood Library.